By the way, if anybody wants to go up to weather.noaa.gov/radar, figure that thing out for me. Take a look at a pulse that was occurring over the New York, Connecticut area. And somebody explain this to me because it's been emailed to me. And it is unbelievable. Just take a look at it. Lex is doing some work on it now. Those of you who can do a little research into radar, take a peek at that and then email me and tell me what you think that is. It is one of the most bizarre things I've seen in a long, long time. In a moment, Kathleen Keating, my guest, investigative journalist, I'm going to talk about the warning that she has for all of us. Lex is going to post on the Coast to Coast AM website that link I was talking to you about because he said it's difficult to get. So he's going to put that up in a few minutes, and then those of you can look at it and then make some comments for us because I want to find out what you think that thing is. Kathleen Keating is an investigative journalist, best-selling author of The Final Warning, The Gates of Hell, Noise of the Morning, Torn Sky, and Silence of the Evening. She's a featured guest on several national radio programs, including Coast to Coast, and has been in high demand as a speaker on several topics. Her weekly internet column, The Keating Perspective, receives more than 1 million hits per month, and she's currently working on the eagerly awaited part two of Torn Sky. Her website, KathleenKeating.com, is linked up with CoastToCoastAM.com. Welcome back, Kathleen.
Well, thank you, George.
What an ominous day for you to come on the show, huh?
What timing, huh?
Unbelievable. What were your thoughts about what happened today?
Well, I've been kind of expecting some of this. Certainly the visionaries have been giving us some ominous warnings about what's coming, but I was surprised nevertheless. I don't know if I buy the lightning story, do you?
No, not at all.
I just don't know. I don't even think they would tell us if it was terrorism or whatever. I mean, we heard about that switch in the West years ago. The one switch took out several states.
I don't think it was terrorism. I think there was some electromagnetic pulse involved.
I think so, too.
It may have been a test. It may have gone awry. It may have been done on purpose. Those I don't know. But what we picked up earlier with some calls, I did a special two-hour show before the regular Coast program started, and people were telling me about a low humming sound that they heard while the power was going out. Another person's digital clock in her car, which is not connected to anything, went out at exactly the same time the power went out. To me, that sounds like some kind of electromagnetic burst.
Kind of like a Tesla experiment, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I wonder if Nikola's around anymore.
Yeah, I wonder.
But you, of course, have been doing your own investigating work, and you have a warning, sort of, to tell us, don't you?
I do. It's not the great warning, so I want to put people somewhat at ease about that, but it is an ominous warning that's about to happen. We've got a lot of things going on, from spatial problems with people thinking that that life's a dream state. They go out, and their perception of objects, like the yard, seems weird, or when they're driving a car, things don't look right. They don't feel right.
Animals are weird right now, too.
Well, they are. I mean, we're getting all sorts of reports on our message boards that animals that used to love to live outside, you can't even push them out the door to go outside anymore. We've got dogs that won't let their masters go to work without them. They won't get out of the car with them. They have to be right with them at all times. And a lot of people are saying that their gregarious dogs are just behaving crazy.
What do you think's going on?
Well, I think that we could be seeing some pre-earthquake animal activity. Certainly the animals are trying to warn us that something is coming. And this has been going on, I think, George, for about 2 months, and it hasn't lessened at all. And in some respects, I think it's increased. And it doesn't seem to be isolated to any one part of the country as we had originally thought. We thought perhaps the East Coast was getting the barrage of the animal activity. But now we're hearing from people clear in Oregon. Of course, you've got Aetna having problems and a lot of things around the world. So I don't know. The visionaries are quite firm, though, that God's hand is about ready to fall.
So you're saying this is more natural than man-made?
That's a good question. I don't know whether man is creating problems and the animals are sensing this, or it's going to be a series of events, like from earthquakes to terrorist activity. But it's certainly, we know from what visionaries are saying, that something devastating is coming. We had one person that spotted an angel in the sky about 10 days ago, and the angel had a trumpet to its to his mouth. And I checked with some visionaries on that, and they felt very strongly that that was a warning from heaven, specifically for the world, but more in particular, the United States is certainly going to be hit rather hard.
Now, you're pretty religious, right?
Try to be. I'm more so now than ever.
By design?
Yeah. It was time to wise up.
How did this information come to you?
Well, I've been gathering this for years, but then talking to visionaries and then observing animal behavior and, you know, doing some government research as well to try to find out why everything seems to be connected.
Now, do you see any connection with what happened today, a reason of which we still have not been given, in some of the things that you are seeing and feeling?
Yes, I do. Whether people were flexing their muscles, as some people on our board were speculating about, and trying to see what would happen if they took out the grid, I don't know, or whether they've got a new weapon that they've tried and the pulse just took it out. It's an interesting situation. I think that we're seeing a lot of things being orchestrated, a lot of apocalyptic things being designed, and they're almost following a script, trying to get people into a frenzy. Certainly people are hearing voices right now coming out of their air conditioners, and these are normally sane human beings.
Voices out of their air conditioners?
Yeah, I'd be interested to hear what your listeners have to say about that. You know, I've talked to some people that I've known all my life, you know, and they're not given to fanciful thinking. And they're hearing voices coming out of their air conditioning.
Well, you know what I think we'll do is, because you're on for the full 3 hours, while we chat next hour and the following hour after that, because there is so much interest in what you say and because you would like to hear from a lot of people to see what they're anticipating, I think I'll open up the phone lines an hour earlier next hour.
Great.
We'll do that. Great. And you and I will just chat this hour.
That's great. You know, I know a lot of people, George, are feeling alone. They don't want to admit to their family members that they're hearing this.
Oh, let's find out then. We'll find out if we can get those kinds of calls from people who are truly acting. I do know that I'm getting lots of emails from people who are sensing very strange behavior with their animals, just as you say.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, just cats that don't act right, dogs that just seem to be running around. It's weird.
Well, it's really strange, and, you know, and thunderstorms seem to be affecting animals now, too. For instance, we've got four dogs that never even cared if the thunder was booming over the canyon or not, but now they just shake in absolute fear, and you have to, you know, give them like oatmeal cookies to get them to calm down because they're just hyper. And I'm not the only one that's got the problem. Other people have been writing in to me and saying that their dogs are just, they've never seen that before.
Now, you said at the outset that this isn't going to be the big thing.
It's not the big warning, but it's certainly, I think, a certain mark of the beginning of the tribulations.
Hmm.
Whatever events or events that are going to happen, they're going to be substantially large to make an impact on us. God is going to allow this to make a point. I mean, we got the point in September 11th. We knew that. We turned back. A lot of us went back to church, and we started paying attention.
We got closer with our fellow man, too.
We did, and we started to be a little more forgiving and being the way we ought to be, but we've gotten away from that. And from what I'm being told, we're about to be taught a lesson, a very severe lesson. It's survivable. But certainly there is going to be a lot of damage.
I mean, how can we interpret a natural geologic event such as an earthquake or maybe even a volcano pops out here? How can we tie that into some kind of religious prophecy that, you know, we've been bad or we're doing the wrong things?
Well, certainly there have been earthquakes and volcanoes erupting, you know, from the beginning of time. I don't know if you can equate that. I mean, I think the very term natural disaster is probably a misnomer. God's in control. And I think that we're going to be made abundantly aware of that very soon. But I think that he's allowing things. He may be allowing people that are manipulating the weather to cause problems or manipulating the earthquakes. We know that there is the capacity for that. We know that the government has been working on those things. and even some governments are trying to stop that. So, you know, from Project HARP ad infinitum, you can list all of these things that are happening, and does God have a hand in it? I think he's letting us destroy ourselves.
But why? There's so many. I mean, I've read cases where people critique the Bible, and, mm-hmm. and they say God is not this horrible, fearing entity. And it seems like people portray, and even you, mm-hmm. that he is a man of some kind of, or an entity of some kind of tremendous vengeance, that because things aren't going the right way, we're going to bring all these horrible things on you people.
I'm not sure that that's entirely accurate. I think God is a God of love, first and foremost a God of love. And in the appearance of Jesus to St. Faustina in Poland in about 1938, he told her that people should come back to him through the door of mercy first, because that's what he wants, because he's a loving God. But he also said if they don't come back through that door of mercy, they would have to come through the door of justice, one way or the other. And that's the message we're getting now. Come back out of love, come back out of fear, but come back.
Hmm.
There are a lot of things happening right now with the passage of laws and, you know, the Supreme Court decision on sodomy and all of that, that seems to be upsetting the Blessed Trinity from what the visionaries are saying. And because that we're not standing up when our children are being taught alternative lifestyles in school, and the list goes on, and certainly with abortion, that God is angry and God is going to act.
Yeah, but that's all up for interpretation, Kathleen.
Well, it is, and I guess we're going to find out.
In your thought, yeah, exactly. Your thoughts, your views,
sure.
are yours. Other people will have other thoughts on how they want their children raised, and they're content with that.
Oh, I know, but I think we're going to see where that falls. Which side should we be on, and which side does God want us?
Okay, but here's my take. I mean, uh-huh. let's assume there is this major, devastating earthquake that could be so natural. You will say, and forgive me, I don't want to seem rude to you by any means, but I'm trying to understand you, that that this was done because God was trying to send us a message.
How about a new?
What if it wasn't? What if it wasn't? What if it just happened because it was some kind of horrible natural event?
I think you could look at it both ways. I think it's up to us to use our spiritual eyes. Certainly not all of us use them, and I don't, and I know a lot of people don't, but we need to try. I think whatever is coming will make that terribly clear to all of us as to what extent it is, and as to what person's on it, if any individual.
You know, because as you've said, these events have occurred throughout the history of man.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning of mankind, people saw all kinds of natural disasters,
mm-hmm.
Celestial situations that they interpreted as being heavenly, and
but we have it recorded in the Bible, George, that some of these acts were from God. I mean, we had very specific threats against the Pharaoh by Moses as to what would happen, and we're going to be seeing the repetition of that. A lot of theologians believe that whatever was visited upon Egypt will be visited upon the world.
Yeah, but what if the situation, let's say, with Moses as he parted the Red Sea,
mm-hmm.
what if that was a natural event that occurred? You know, some scientists say,
well,
yeah, but some scientists say, I'm playing the devil's advocate here for a moment, some scientists say that the Red Sea is subjected to certain kinds of winds that can make the waters push
mm-hmm.
back,
sure.
revealing, I mean, I find this hard to believe, but that's what they say, revealing the ground and that you walk through. There are some that have found chariot wheels where Pharaoh's soldiers were supposed to be going to chase Moses and the Israelites at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying the events did not occur, but that the interpretations of why, some could be natural, some could be very spiritual. You just don't, it all comes down to your belief.
Do you think a nuclear bomb hitting Chicago or New York would be spiritual?
No.
Do you think that...
Do you?
I think it could become spiritual. I think we can overinterpret things too much one way or the other,
well,
but I think it would certainly bring us back to God, because I think it would make us feel terribly vulnerable.
It may bring us back to God. There's no doubt about that, but I don't think the event itself should be considered spiritual. You know, if some crazed person walks a suitcase bomb into Chicago or New York and, mm-hmm. and lets it off, I'm not going to call that spiritual.
I think there are people right now, George, probably 50 people, a little more, a little less, that are trying to create these events and make them seem apocalyptic when they're not. And that's what we have to decide.
Maybe.
I think we have to carefully pick and observe what's going on to find out, is it the hand of God, or is it these 50 people that are trying to orchestrate history?
I'm sure there's some people running around out there now, Kathleen, who think they're the Antichrist.
Well, several.
Yeah.
Most of them on my message board.
And, you know, they're probably doing all they can to convince the world that they are.
Mm-hmm.
When do you think, if these events occur, natural or otherwise, when do you think they're going to happen?
A lot of people are saying probably within a two-month period, maybe a little more, depending.
So that's a pretty small window.
It looks like a pretty small window, and a lot of people are judging that by animal activity and the pitch at which it is right now.
Generally, I would guess an animal would not start acting weird years out.
No.
That's pretty close.
No, I think that they're getting the real sense that something is happening. You know, certainly we've had some tremors in the sandhills that haven't been here for years, and that's a little disconcerting, but something's about to happen. You can feel it. It's not just the animals. People are going to the store feeling like they're in gloom and doom, and they don't know why. They feel something's going to happen. People all around the world are writing me, telling me the same thing. They've got the same feelings. So what does that mean? Are we picking it up? You know, are we using our feelers for this? Do we just instinctively know?
What if there had been some kind of electromagnetic pulse mm-hmm. test going on, let's say over the last couple months?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's affecting all of us
the
animals.
That could, and we don't know the ramifications of those tests down the line as to what may be happening. And they may be into a new form of physics, you know, that maybe, you know, they're not real sure what the outcome will be on some of those tests. So it'll be interesting to see.
In your guess,
mm-hmm.
what do you think it might be, this event?
I think it's going to be a series of events. I think we're going to see a financial problem, too, linked with it. Now, whether Wall Street gets hit or, you know, the grid goes out again and people are without power and it's a massive earthquake or something, it's hits here and there by terrorists or something, I don't know. I just think it's going to be a series of events.
But you believe that it's all revolving around something very supernatural, and let's call the spiritual world for that supernatural.
I think it's supernaturally allowed.
Explain that.
Well, God can either take an active part or he can step back and just sit and let it happen. And I think that we're going to see a lot of things being allowed to happen, allow us to melt down on our own.
You mean he's doing a Pontius Pilate on us?
No, he'll never wash his hands of us, ever. But he will allow us to bring ourselves to our knees until we look up and find him.
Hmm.
Because ultimately, you know, if this goes on with all these voices in the air, and which fulfills the La Salette prophecies, people are going to start losing their minds.
What do you think these voices, and again, when we open up the phones next hour, maybe we'll get some calls from people who are hearing mm-hmm. voices. Where do you think they're coming from?
I think that we're seeing the veil thinning between the world of time, our world, and eternity, or the other dimension where there is no time. Everything is always now. And because of that, I think we're experiencing a slowdown some days of time, and some days it's sped up. You don't get as much done in a certain day, or you get so much done you don't know what you're doing. On any given day, the time seems to be varying. A lot of people have written noticing it all around the world, and even at the equator, it seems that it has an effect, that people are feeling strange things. And the spatial gap that's happening, and the people are starting to see orbs on a daily basis. They're starting to hear these voices. I think we're hearing the other side. And I'm afraid that when we come face-to-face with that other side, people are literally going to lose their minds.
The fact that this is a worldwide phenomenon,
mm-hmm.
What does that tell you?
That the veil is thinning at an even rate around the world, and at a given time, it all seems to be at the same time for everybody.
Is there one area of this planet that is void of this feeling?
I haven't found it yet. Certainly, if someone doesn't feel that, please let me know. We do know that some people are experiencing it more than other people. Whether they're too busy to notice, I don't know. But certainly my email indicates that most people all around the world, from Samoa to New Zealand and Norway and other countries, they're all seeming to feel this.
And our animals are our first indicator.
Right.
They're the first line
of
defense,
best indicator,
so to speak. All right, stay right with us. Kathleen Keating, my guest. Power starting to go back in some regions a little bit at a time, but nothing major yet. They are starting now to get people out of the subways where thousands of people stuck in New York City. Mom still has power out in Detroit. So it's just starting to come back a little at a time. Still no reason, though. Still no reason, which makes a lot of what we've been talking about tonight pretty poignant, I think. I'll be back in a moment. Kathleen Keating, my guest. Don't forget the After Dark newsletter. How do you order it? Well, a couple of ways. One is toll-free, 1-888-727-5505. The other is going online at coasttocoastam.com. Welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Kathleen Keating, my guest. Kathleen, what is black lightning? Because you've done a little work into that, and I want to know, what is that?
One of the freakish things I've ever heard of. I'm getting reports from all over the country that people are seeing in broad daylight, in clear blue skies, black lightning that tears through the sky, rips through it like the sky is cracked, and then it goes away.
Poof, it's gone.
Poof, it's gone.
Any pictures?
Not yet. I'm hoping that if anybody is listening that has them, let me know, and we'll put them up on the page. It's just wild.
What do you think it is?
I think it's another warning that I think things are about to change. You know, maybe that's what the animals are telling us, that maybe they're seeing through the veil. Maybe they're seeing what's coming, and they don't like it.
You know, I would hope that you were wrong in terms of the warning.
Me too.
But if you're not, what do we do about it? What if the warnings are real? What do we do?
I would think getting spiritual very quickly would be of great help. I think that, you know, if you're a stranger to God, this is a bad time to be that.
Well, yeah, but can't you be spiritual within yourself? You don't need a God to do that, or God.
Yeah, you do, because God is ultimately in control. We are here at his behest. If he stopped thinking about us, we'd be gone. Poof, we wouldn't exist. I think we're going to be taught that. I don't think a lot of people believe that. I think that we've kind of made ourselves gods, that we have made our jobs or whatever it is gods in our life, you know, money or whatever it takes. But it's not where we are.
Well, I agree with that. I agree that, you know, all the money in the world is not what one's goal should really be. But I think if somebody's a good person, good within themselves, that is the most important thing, the first thing that they need to do, whether, you know, they believe in a God. And there's so many different interpretations too, Kathleen, of what mm-hmm. God is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as people believe and have faith in something, I think that's the most important thing, as long as they're not out there hurting other people.
But from God's point of view, I think that he feels abandoned. And like a parent would feel abandoned with children not responding or not calling or being in touch or even remembering birthdays. So I think that we're being faced with the fact that are we going to finally become aware that there is one God and our Creator and that we are his children, or are we just planted here by aliens? And I think that we're going to be taught some lessons in the very near future that's going to clear up a lot of that.
Well, would it surprise you if we were planted or seeded by aliens?
Oh, I know we weren't.
Well, wait a minute.
I firmly believe that. I know some people believe
that. Well, wait, but hold me out. Eventually, somebody had to create them.
Well, that's true. The ultimate creator.
Sure. So why is it so difficult for you to believe that they helped things along, as long as everyone believes that somebody started them and it was the ultimate creator?
Well, you know, I was on that thought process years ago. And, you know, you begin to wonder, because there's so much information out there about aliens and UFOs and that maybe we were transplanted from another planet or galaxy.
Or seeded.
Yeah, right. Or, you know, a special DNA experiment here on Earth. But ultimately, you know, after listening to these visionaries for a period of years upon years, to me, there isn't any proof that they are anything less or more than demons. I really believe that they are not alien creatures from another galaxy, but rather demons.
Demons.
And that's what the visionaries are saying over and over again, and they're consistent about that. We'll find out in the Great Warning when that happens. I think we're all going to have that revelation as to where we stand, who's what, and where do they belong.
If that's true, were the angels fighting them off?
I think the angels are still fighting them off. I think that the battle is going on quite heavily right now.
Are they winning?
Some days. They will ultimately win, true. But the demons right now are seeming to be a little bit of ahead.
Now, when these visions come to you or people you know, how does that happen?
No, I'm no visionary, but to the visionaries that do receive messages, they see the Lord. They, of course, rebuke as to who it is. They command the demons to leave and to make sure that they are speaking to the Lord. And they are shown things. They are shown, much like the children in Fatima, future events and what's going to happen.
Now, are these same people, these people who are visionary, who have these gifts,
mm-hmm.
are they dreaming strange dreams these days?
Everybody's dreaming strange dreams, from Chinese soldiers shooting us all or rounding us up to strange aircraft flying all over the United States with Chinese insignia. A lot of strange dreams.
Mm.
Bloodshed all over. That seems to be the theme in the dreams.
Bloodshed.
Mm-hmm. And then you see a lot of, I know there are some people that have the reptilian dreams, and then there are people that have the alien dreams. But by and large right now, we're seeing a lot of conflict, a lot of warlike dreams. And the visionaries have said lately that we can expect the U.S. to enter into yet another war.
Well, I don't think you have to be a visionary to anticipate that.
I don't think so either. I think that you can pretty much see the writing on the wall on that one.
Yeah. I mean, that's coming sooner than we think, unfortunately. And, you know, it'll take a special event, I think, to prevent episodes like that from occurring.
Mm-hmm. It's going to take a lot of prayer and a lot of diplomacy to keep us from getting too far into this.
You know, you get a million hits a month on your website.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of reaction are you getting? Are you getting people who also say, nah, you're way off base? Or are you getting a million people that say, you're right?
I'm getting people that 3 years ago thought I was half-baked and should get in my spaceship and go to hell. You know, and now it's like those same people are going, you know what, I'm going to church. I see what you're saying. You know, this stuff is happening. You don't have to say anything else. Here it comes. And they can't explain it. They don't know why, but they've suddenly turned. And, you know, atheists are now finding God. And it's not because of what I'm doing, but I think of what God is doing with them.
Did you change your views over the years, or have you always thought this way? You have.
I have. You know, I wasn't terribly religious. You know, I believed in God. I was brought up in the Catholic faith and walked away from it for a while. And I came back to the faith with a vengeance and with a great desire, because I know deep within my heart that that's where I have to be.
And it's been satisfying for you.
Completely. I mean, I'm at total peace, even in the midst of all of this stuff that comes across my desk and all the things that are told to me about what's going to happen. I'm in total peace. You know, I don't live for tomorrow. I live right now. And that's not in a hedonistic way, but in a way of just peace and solitude that, you know, today's enough of a challenge. I'll worry about tomorrow. And I think that's the best way for me to live anyway.
Well, you know, it's probably a good way for a lot of people to believe, you know, live for the moment, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And appreciate your family, you know, today. Don't wish them happy birthday tomorrow or be late with something. Remember them.
But you don't have to be religious to do that.
No, you don't.
I mean, all you have to do is be caring.
That's true.
You know, my daughter is going to have a very serious operation tomorrow morning.
Oh.
And, you know, I'm doing the show and I'm thinking about her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a difficult time right now because it's a very serious situation. But you got to reach within yourself, and you got to have the kind of faith that you have and hope everything works.
And you can ask God for help.
You know, it's out of my hands.
Mm-hmm. It always is, anyway. I mean, when you look at it, God's in control. And if you don't believe that, you know, then you feel that something is in control. But I think we have more of a grounding when we believe that God is in charge.
I don't want this to turn into such a religious show, but I do want to get a definition from you on what you think God is.
Love. Total love. I think the generosity of God and his benevolence is way beyond anything that I could even sum up in a paragraph or 10 years. It would take me an eternity to sum up God. I think that there's total peace and love and good and the absence of evil.
Do you believe that God could be this whatever it is in the universe, this force, this mm-hmm. energy, something obvious? I mean, I'll tell you right now, this universe didn't happen by chance.
No.
I mean, it's just too orderly for this just to be, poof, here it is. Be that as it may, what did it, how it was done in terms of its creation is pretty difficult for a lot of people to really understand.
Mm-hmm.
Speculation, of course, is everywhere. But, I mean, could you accept the fact that God is this force, as opposed to a physical being? You don't believe he's a physical being.
I believe Jesus, his son, the second person in the Blessed Trinity, is a physical being. I believe God is spirit.
Right. Well, of course, Jesus is now spirit, too. Right?
No, he's in heaven with his body, so he is in a physical form.
You think Jesus is in heaven with his physical body?
Yes, absolutely.
And where might heaven be then?
Well, a lot of people speculate about that, but up there somewhere. There are several layers of the heavens, and of course the demons have supposedly charge of the lower heavens, and then there's the ultimate heaven.
I'd believe if you told me he was spiritual and he was up there. I could believe that, but...
So he rose from the dead, and he ascended into heaven, and he will come back the same way that he left, not come show up in an airplane or something and say, I've been here for some time, which we're hearing a lot of right now.
Some say...
You know, you said something, you didn't want to have this an entirely religious conversation, and I understand that, but you know something? After 20 years of doing these investigations, what it all boils down to is a religious war that we can't see, but that we play out in a secular life and have no clue that what we're playing is a three-dimensional chess game for souls.
Who are we playing with?
We're playing, well, some of us are playing with or for the demons, and some are trying to be for God.
I mean, when you look at religion on this planet,
mm-hmm.
most wars have been created
by religion.
By religion. Most of them. The other are money.
Right.
You take those two equations out of the picture, people should get along with everybody.
You think that'll work when the UN tries that? I don't think so.
No. Not at all. But,
and they're working at it.
But what do you say about people who claim to be religious who act on behalf of what they believe their God is, and they commit some of the most heinous crimes imaginable?
Well, obviously they're not working in conjunction with God or doing God's will.
They think they are.
They believe they are. But you know, the devil is so strong right now that it's just terrible, George. People are being whispered. Even leaders in countries all over the world are hearing this, that we have to go put out that fire, and we have to start something there, because if we don't, it's going to come here. And it's particularly heinous and insidious if it's coming from a man claiming to be Christ. And the leaders believe that this person is Christ, and that they have to go start something, and he's playing both sides of the fence.
Well, you know, I believe that there is a devil. There's no question in my mind that there's evil that permeates not only this planet but this universe,
mm-hmm.
that there are evil forces that are out there. I believe that there are good forces out there, that there are angelic forces. I happen to believe that angels have been created and probably were in this universe way before mankind was.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that there are fallen angels that went bad all of a sudden. I think all that is possible. I really do, but it just baffles me that under the guise of religion, so many crimes have been committed on this planet. And I don't understand the hatred behind it.
Well, when there's hatred behind it, you know it's evil, no matter what side it's coming from. If the Antichrist is talking to a Christian leader in the Western Hemisphere, saying that we need to stop the Islamic movement, and yet he's saying the same thing to the Islamic radicals, what we have is just war, hitting back and forth until we have all nuclear blowout all over the Earth. And that's what the ultimate design is.
Well, earlier you had hinted that you thought that some of this was being orchestrated.
I know it's being orchestrated at this point. I absolutely know it.
Toward what direction is this being pushed?
I think they're trying to push the hand of God. If you've got this guy claiming to be Christ, and he says that to bring about his kingdom, we have to resolve these conflicts, and we have to do this, and we have to do that. Let's face it, if you're in the Oval Office and somebody appears to you looking like what a Jesus figure would look like, you might be taken in by it.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that there is an entity out there that is appearing in a lot of places, in a lot of governments, in a lot of executive office buildings, influencing policy.
One more time, you're saying that there is some kind of entity that shows up in positions of power, like the Oval Office.
But per se, I'm not saying that that's what's happening, although the Antichrist is claiming that's what's happening.
All right, but that, maybe the Kremlin, maybe maybe Parliament in England, wherever.
India, Pakistan, Israel.
Showing up and what, scares these government leaders or what?
Oh, no, he comes as a messenger of light.
How does he get there? He pops up, just he materializes?
Kind of like the guy that ended in my backyard. Yeah, poof.
Without an appointment?
Without an appointment. And you got to admit, if you're a Christian leader or even an Islamic leader and somebody looks like Muhammad to you, you're going to listen.
Are you talking about the Maitreya?
Yes.
You're saying that the Maitreya has been showing up, possibly.
He claims he is, too. I mean, he's even admitted. I've gotten it from independent sources, but he's even saying it.
And you think he's behind a lot of what's been going on worldwide?
Absolutely.
And our leaders are reacting to him?
Right. Because I think they believe he is Jesus Christ.
Well, why aren't they telling us about it?
Well, because if Jesus Christ says keep your mouth shut, they're going to keep their mouth shut because the world isn't ready yet for that sort of revelation.
So let's theoretically say a president is sitting behind his desk. And I'm not going to say it was this administration or the past one, but let's just say for argument's sake, he's sitting behind his desk, looks up, and there's the Maitreya. And he says,
I am the Messiah.
And he doesn't call for the Secret Service to come running down the barge in the door.
I think the Secret Service would have an inability to access the office, and I think that the appearances of this man are very opportune. He has powers beyond our beliefs. We have never known anybody this powerful.
How long has this been going on?
I'd say the last 15 years.
So you're convinced the Maitreya is the Antichrist?
Yes, and I'm getting proof from a lot of different sources that he is manipulating.
So now you're going to tell me that the interview I had a few months ago with Benjamin Krem, that Krem is indeed one of his representatives.
He is the anti-John the Baptist, yes.
And I interviewed him?
Yes. You know, I don't know, George, if people told you what happened to them, but when you aired that show, they had terrible time. Terrible.
Who had terrible time?
Your listeners, they'd write and say of the horrible dreams they had, they couldn't get the guy out of their head or he appeared on their bed. You know, sitting on their feet at the end of the night. I mean, it was a terrible situation.
Benjamin showed up or the Maitreya did?
Both of them. I mean, I've had heard stories about Mr. Krem to the point that it would raise your hair and make you run for high ground.
These guys are that powerful?
That powerful. And once they get in your head, George, they won't leave. You can't get rid of them without having a lot of holy water. And in some cases, people have had to be exorcised.
I have been thinking about getting Krem back on. Do you think he's doing something to me?
Yes. If you want an honest answer, yes. I know he is because that's his style.